Hello, I am going to apply the SOAT and TOAST methods and to find out what should be the next step, what should be the goals and strategies for the Grand Hill Winery Wine Company. From the given case study, we understand that the Grand Hill Wine Company, based in Canada, is not able to do really well in the Asian market, mainly in the Hong Kong and in the Chinese region. CEO Justin is little worried at the moment because he does not understand what he could have done better. So after going through the case study, we see that there are a number of strengths and opportunities for the wine company. However, at the same time, there are also the possible threats and challenges. That is, weaknesses and challenges. Now, let's apply the SWAT SOAT first of all, and see what are the strengths of the company. The strengths of the company is that it is one of the best winemaker in Canada. We see from the text that the company has recently received World's Best Wine Award, World's Best Pinot Noir Award under the $30 category, and that will put the wine in the top list of the wine produced in the world. That is the strength of the company. The company seems to be producing the wine from the grape, from the grapes. And claims to be the best in terms of taste and quality, which is definitely the strength of the company. But there are the weaknesses. Weaknesses of the company is that they are mostly based in the Canada, and they are made in that grapes growing region where only short season is suitable for the growing grapes. So that is the weaknesses of the company. Now, when it comes to opportunities, there are plenty of them. First of all, the Hong Kong region in China has become the stepping stone for all the winemakers in the world. It's mostly due to the cosmopolitan nature of the town, as well is the reduction in the import tariffs in 2008 by the Hong Kong government. Now, when the import tariffs is reduced by the Hong Kong government, it gives the opportunity for the importer to import goods at the lower cost now, which makes the goods finally cheaper for the ultimate consumer, and which is the biggest positive for any business man or woman. Now, another opportunity in the region is that it is located in one of the best region and well connected around the area, and then there is excellent logistical support, good transport, good navigation system, and most probably we are talking of rail and roads, or maybe airlines connection, and it is one of the trusted legal environment there where people believe in fairness and impartiality and the clarity, and on the top of that also the well-structured financial system. So these are all the opportunities. Now, another opportunity as per the data is that the import of wines is increasing year after year as per the research, and the wines are not only consumed in the Hong Kong region, but they are also taken from there to mainland China, the country where more than 1 billion people reside. So, from the perspective of finding new customer, there's every opportunity. From the perspective of finding a new stable market, reliable, trusted market, there are many opportunities. However, that opportunity also brings the threat, the intense competition among the sellers. Now, the scrapping of the import tariffs, or rather reduction of the import tariffs, and then all the positive in the region has brought many, many winemakers from around the world to compete in the region. And therefore, the challenge is that to stand out from the rest of the wine companies. Now, the inherent challenge there, inherent threats there, is that the preference of the Chinese or Hong Kong-based buyers. Mostly, they consume the wine made of rice, and that is roughly 50% of the customers prefer that. And even the people who are ready to give a try to the red wine made of grapes, then they definitely go for the good packaging or the good brand or the good region which is famous. And the French region or French wines are very popular there. So it will be an uphill task for the new Canadian company to penetrate the market, to change that mindset of the people and try to produce the wine which is of their likes. So in terms of branding, I think there will be some amount of cost and trying to penetrate the market which is dominated by French wine, there will be a challenge. I would further say that some other challenges are in terms of cultural issues. Now, this challenge is equal for any foreign seller. So the challenge or the threat is not only in terms, not only for the Canadian seller, Canadian wine company, but any other wine company from around the world will face the same challenge, that try to understand the cultural mindset of the people and try to mold the business in that way. Now, this is about SWOT analysis. Now, coming to TOT analysis, trying to understand how our strengths and weaknesses can be matched with the markets. Now, let's see, our strength is making the quality wine. Now, we have to match with the opportunity there. There are plenty of people are slowly turning towards the red wine because they think that they are healthy and tasty. They are healthier and tastier. That is definitely our strengths matches with the opportunity. Now, our weaknesses, if you see, our weakness has been not that popular brand like French ones. Now, the threat there is that people, even though they prefer the red wine slowly, the larger population is now moving to the wines made from grapes. But the challenge still we have is that to convince those buyers to buy the Canadian wine and to tell them that the Canadian wine is good, if not more, if not better than the French wines. That is the challenge and threats and weaknesses we have to match here. Now, what should be the next strategy? The next strategy is, I think, very clear, and as a CEO, Justin would be much more aware of the scenario. The first thing is that he needs to quite frequently fly to Hong Kong and the China region and try to meet with the more customers, more distributors, more buyers, and tell them why this Canadian beer is as good as, if not better than the French one. Now, of course, other cultural issues should be keep into mind. The taste, like Hong Kong or China-based customers like more sweet wine, then most probably Canadian companies should slightly change the taste of the wine and by keeping the same quality. Now, the CEO Justin also needs to organize more meetings in Hong Kong, more business seminars, more conferences, more wine tasting sessions, more advertisement in terms of people involving local people there. I think that will make the buyers that will make the buyers more confident of buying a new entrant in the market. I think that would be the right solution.